Mic check, 1, 2. So, this is probably going to be my first episode speaking in English, and I hope that would go very smoothly. And in this episode, I would be talking about my experience with the keyboard layout, especially alternative keyboard layouts, so multiple plural form. I could talk a bit about the my experience with the Lima Pro System 76, but that probably could deserve another extra episode on its own. Anyhow, so I was on my parental leave, and I thought about, well, in this parental leave period, I could practice myself with the typing, well, my typing experience. Typing faster and so forth, around 80 words per minute, I started to started feeling that my left hand index finger, which is like first finger, started to feel a bit uneasy when I try to type the word T or the letter T, like T as Titan. And that was somewhat understandable. Well, in the end, for English, the letter or the chair T is second most occurring chair, and that's unfortunately located to a bit of a distance from the home position. So that's where I started feeling a bit of a limitation when typing. Well, typing on QWERTY and with some degree of the speed. So I decided to look for the alternative keyboard layout or layouts, and eventually came across the so-called Minimac. Well, for the Minimac keyboard layout, there are four different, well, multiple different variations of the keyboard layouts, and I went for the lightest version, which is called Minimac 4 keys, because I don't really need a super well customized slash super effective or super I'm not gonna say overfitting, but such a super fit layout. Because of my experience with the Dvorak, I did try Dvorak layout a while ago, actually more than a decade ago, and that didn't really fly that well. That time and even now, I am using the shell environment on daily basis, and that really didn't go well with the Dvorak. For example, if you would like to just type LS, you would be using pinky fingers on your right hand for both letters L and S, and that didn't really well look that well. So after a while, I quickly just abandoned the idea of employing the Dvorak. The hope this time was with the Minimac 4 keys, it would be a good compromise between my usual daily Unix usage and typing in English as well, like the English plain text. So that was that. And shortly before my parental leave was about to end, I sort of realized that if I would be typing with the Minimac 4 keys for a long time, along my life, basically lifespan, so to say, where I probably would be typing fairly decent amount of German, it is going to be an issue. In German, there is a lot of the occurrences basically between the word, the letter E and I in English spoken form, and for example, the word I, which means egg, or well, actually, no. Even with the word einer or einen, which basically is a determiner in German, you basically have this ENI bigram. So having those letters or those chairs on the same finger located vertically next to each other was going to be an issue. I could already see that. However, at that time, the Minimac, well, at least seemingly seemed to be a bit of a good compromise between typing in English and typing in the Unix or playing with the Unix shell environment. So, and there wasn't really a lot of good alternatives out there, it seemed like. And I was also a heavy Vim user. I don't know if I could call myself a heavy part, but at least a Vim user I was, and I still am. And so, for example, going into the Colmac wasn't exactly an option. I don't think, and I still, well, I didn't think, and I still don't think, navigating myself with the cursor just by using the right-hand side, right-hand index finger would be an optimal way of doing things. So, yeah, which actually, by the way, was also another limitation I saw on the Minimac 4 keys as well. If you would be swapping K by, or replacing the K key by E key, or yeah, E key, you would have to either go insane when you would be navigating yourself in the Vim in normal mode, or you would have to do a bit of a remapping on your Vim rack. The latter I did, but I did know that wasn't exactly an optimal way. So my next move was to create my own keyboard layout, which would be fit for both typing in German and English and in the Vim environment, or MVim, whichever you like to, or VI even. So I came up with some, well, try and error method, and then eventually come up ha have come up with a layout which had a pretty good score on the keyboard analyzer for both typing in German and English, by the way. And from on well, on the table it seemed all right, on the paper it looks all right. And then I started typing in this layout, and eventually after 24 hours or maybe 48 hours or so, I just, well, basically realized it wasn't really that good for typing English on even. And in English there are a lot of affixes such as ment, such as, I don't know, let or le, bigram, me as well, like just word me, or like ment, like ment. And the one that I came up with wasn't that fit. It was actually located next to each other, and it was also located for the different fingers as well. However, because of its positioning, it wasn't, I didn't really feel that was so finger friendly, so to say, especially if you would be typing on the staggered physical keyboard, which is probably going to be some of the cases. It's not always I would that, like, I would be typing on my external keyboard sometimes, or very often I do have to type on my laptop as well. So I had to unfortunately quickly abandon this new layout as well. And then comes my second attempt, which is somewhat altered layout, and yeah, which I eventually or later named it as Eiste layout. So Eiste in German is written as, in English, English pronunciation, that would be Eistee. So that would be pronounced as Eiste in German, and basically those Eiste six chairs or six letters you could type in this layout by your middle fingers and the ring fingers for both on both hands. So only for by having those four fingers on the home row, home position, you could basically type this Eiste in German. So that was basically how I named it. Yeah, And as you might have imagined, that didn't really fly either. So it was actually meant to be also Vim friendly. You have the H and J on your home row, home row and home position as well, for your index finger, and the K and L on the upper part of the row. And yeah, that didn't really go well. So what happened was that my muscle was so wired to the Vim normal mode that I very often mistyped this K and L by E and I. And that was really frustrating. Well, that wasn't the only problem actually. So I could actually convince myself it is probably going to be okay if I would be, forcing myself to use this keyboard layout for fairly a long time, say a few months, several months, a year, maybe a more, it would eventually pay off. That part wasn't exactly such a, deal breaker. However, and here comes the point. Something I didn't really foresee when even trying out the Mini Mac was the key bindings. So, as I mentioned earlier, I was and I still am using the Unix environment, and that means shell, and that basically means the Emacs bindings, such as Control A, Control K, Control Y, Control, well, L could be one of them. And one of those things I found out was that if you would be really closely looking at the those key, e Emacs keyboard layout or key bindings, all the moving bindings such as forward, backward, Control A, Control E, they are all located on your left hand, and well, basically the horizontal movement, basically, and the vertical movement, together with the together control key bindings, that would be all located P and N on your right hand. By switching the keyboard layout to the Mini Mac or this iStay, the word the letter E was moved to the right-hand side, although that was in the home position. And after coming back from my parental leave to my work, and I started, typing on, well, basically doing my job in the normal Unix environment, and that basically means shell environment, I quickly had to realize, basically, that having E on my right hand was really an issue, at least to me. But yeah, I did also try to well, so at that point I had two choices basically. So I could still, well, I could just keep on going with this alternative keyboard layout where whichever that is, where the E letter would be located for the somewhere on the right hand side of the keyboard, and then try to basically, force myself to be accustomed with this movement. That was probably the last option I would have taken if I were to choose. The second option, the next option, was to do some sort of a remapping. So for when you type or when you would be pressing the control key, all the other key bindings associated with your control would be as equal as how you would have done by the QWERTY. So in other words, what I'm saying is that if you would be typing on the physical layout, control and E, which in turn would be turned into, well, for example, in the Mini Mac world, and that's the same for the iStay, would be control D. That would be swapped from the control D to control E. for example, on the Alt Hotkey or on the X Key Max or X Key Snail or a Carabiner. Either way, that's possible. Technically speaking, that's possible. That is the second option. The third option was to abandon completely all those keyboard layouts and then come back to the QWERTY. So I did first try the second option. So that basically means that when you will be typing, or when you'll be basically just typing with the control, or let it just be control D, control T, control D, control E, all those things would be at least on the key code level sent to the kernel, as it were, without the swapping. So to say, well, you're basically just reverting the swap of the of the keycap, not keycap, but basically the keys, alphabet keys. And of course, that didn't really end the story. What happened after that on the next day was that when typing in English without the control key, without the control pressed, my muscle memory was still having some twist of the QWERTY, and I started making typos, especially for those keys that I swapped, that I reversed the key code when the control key was pressed. And yeah, so basically the first option of those three, that was the last one I was going to do, which was to force myself with the with the layout. The second option was to reverse the key code behavior or key code output when the control key was pressed. That really didn't fly. The only option I had was to move back to the QWERTY, knowing its limit as well, especially if I would be typing on my laptop keyboard. If I would be typing on my laptop keyboard, I probably would have to limit myself to somewhere around 80 word per minute. Basically, would be, well, that would be provided, of course, that I could actually type faster. If I would be practicing more, probably I would be able to. But yeah, that's probably not going to be worth it. It is going, well, it is less than ideal, well, as a start. But after trying out so many things, I've thought about the Colmac. Well, at least that was an option. I've tried to find original layouts of my own, and that didn't really fly. I've also tried Minimac 4 keys. That did fly to a certain extent, but eventually with this key, key bindings with the with the control key in the shell environment, that didn't really fly, which I may have realized too late, but yeah, I eventually had to realize that, and I have to say that, yeah, I didn't really realize until I came back to my work from my parental leave how dependent I was, and I still am, with those Emacs style and Vim style, especially the Emacs actually style bindings with the control keys, with the control key pressed. That's unfortunate, but I've been, yeah, been accustomed to these bindings for, let me check, almost 2 decades already. So, and it probably is going to stay there for a while. Basically means for unseeable or for foreseeable future. So, yeah, there's not really much I can do about that. The other thing is that this Emacs style layouts, Emacs style bindings, you cannot really change that that easily to some, well, in some environment. Well, I'm not exactly a heavy Mac OS use anymore, but in MacOS, for example, it is by default enabled. So without you doing anything extra, those Emacs style bindings are there for you. I don't know, for someone. So yeah, changing that would require some effort on your end. That actually is the same for Vim. So as I said earlier, this K and L positions on the iStair layout, that turned out to be also another seed of my stress as well. So after coming back to QWERTY, the first thing, one of the first things I realized was that how comfortable I was feeling with having those HJKL keys on my home position. Of course, coming back to English, that's not ideal at all. And if you look at the heat map of the keyboard layout, this is not good. But those HJKL, they are so hardwired, hard-coded in many places. It's not only about the Vim, it's also a lot of a lot of websites or web services such as Twitter, such as GitHub. For navigating purposes, you could actually use those bindings, well, bindings, or I don't know, those keys, and swapping that may have some unwelcome side effect. That was already the case with the Minimac 4 keys. Well, with the on Gmail, you still have the option to, do your own remappings or do your own keyboard bindings for navigation. But for example, in the other places such as GitHub, such as Facebook, such as Twitter, I don't know if that's even possible. You could actually try to write your own JavaScript probably, and then apply that every time, Java bookmarklet, and then every time you reload or view the page, apply this JavaScript. That's a way to go, but I don't think that's really the way to go. Apart from that, I don't know how to bypass this this hard-coded layer or hard-coded bindings for those websites. I really don't know. So in a way, that's a defeat. Well, yeah, I think it's fair to say that's a defeat. I've tried for the sake of my typing speed and basically had to come back to the square one. But that's just how it is. That was actually the same for my alternative Japanese layout or Japanese input sequence. Okay, well, I did already talk about that in the episode in Japanese. Anyhow, so that's that. Too bad, but it wasn't, it wasn't too bad experience just trying out different layouts and then try to come up with my own layout and well, my own customized layout for my own need or for my own needs, and then be a or trying to be a custom with this new, completely new layout. That wasn't probably that's not probably going to be my worst experience ever in my life. So yeah, too bad, but it was worth a try. Okay, so good day. Thank you. Bye.